Lots of the headlines in newspapers dealing with the interview in this programme yesterday. The Irish Daily Mail says, Danny cost me my job. Healy Way dynasty fractured as very upset Foreign Minister Michael Lashley's brother for getting him sacked on air. Before coming in here this morning, I spoke to Independent. In a moment, we'll be hearing from correspondent with the Irish Examiner, special correspondent Mick Clifford, for his political analysis of where things go from here. But first, I spoke to Sammy Locke, Councillor Sammy Locke, who works within the Healy Way organisation in the Tralee Municipal District. And I asked him for his reaction to Michael's words yesterday, first of all.
It was a shock for all of us, those of us that work with Michael and the whole family, in relation to how plastic they came to be, that his departure from the ministerial position was, you know, it was untenable at the time when Danny declared that he was not supporting the government. Michael has worked very, very hard, tragically, all his political life. Before Danny got elected, Michael was working hard. And I assist Michael in clinic. And I'd be back in clinic again with him very, very shortly as soon as I get my back to full health. That being said, his clinics are quite busy. There is no fallback in that. So my understanding is that he's continuing with his hard work, and he will do so to represent the people of Kerry.
Do you think the Healy Way brand politically has been damaged by this, than his mother suggested?
There is a sting in the air, and naturally enough, that if it happened between any two brothers, there would be a sting. But I'm sure over time that things could be rectified. There is nothing broken in the sense that it where family is concerned. I'm sure they will rectify their issues.
And Sam, from that point of view, where do you think things go from here in terms of, let's say, cooperation?
In the matter of voting 1-2,
yes.
in that scenario, I don't know. Is the answer there? I don't know. It could be another. People have a tendency to move on from politics, and when you have enough of it, you move away from it, and you allow somebody to move in, and maybe there is an opportunity there for fresh blood to come in there. I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I guess
Danny will retire after his term. I don't know that.
Yeah.
In some cases, people just say, right, I have enough, and move on and leave a younger generation.
Yeah.
Don't think that there is that kind of animosity between himself and Danny. My reading of it is that there is that sense of disappointment. Number one, that there was no discussion prior to his announcement to Radio Kerry, but I'm sure that Michael will get on with his business, do his work.
Yeah,
and as I will do, as Michael assists me in my queries, and queries that I can't handle that are above my pay grade, I passed on to Michael. And a cooperation still there.
I suppose it all depends when the next election is, Sam, and how that shapes up in Kerry.
Yeah. Well, you don't know what's going to happen with the constituency in the next election because of the high population. Could it be a 6-seater constituency? We don't know.
Could it be back to North Kerry and South Kerry?
It's the one constituency. But they could be 6-seater.
And in that possibility, anything's possible, I guess, politically.
Anything is possible. Politics is a very funny game, Julie.
Yeah. You can say that again, Sam. You can say that
very
again.
Very funny game. I've had my kicks over the 50 years involved in politics. I've been turned down by constituents marginally. And I kept on fighting to get back to where I'm in a position to assist them further. And being in council, I have better clout. And as Michael said to you yesterday, being in government, you have that extra bit of clout.
Is that the big disappointment for you, Sam? that there was a position of influence, a position of being a junior minister, a position of supporting a coalition where you had a chance to influence things inside the room, and that's what was lost.
I feel yes, that there is a loss there. Having somebody in that position, you could speak to them and you could speak to others within the ministerial conclave, as one would say, and get further things done. But Michael has done Trojan work even in the 14 months that he's there. And I mean, he has pointed out the number of cases that he has addressed and the number of jobs that are going to be done. They are on the programme for government, so they have to be done. They have to be done. That's seen off, regardless of whether Michael was there or not. So the job is done. Mm. Most of the job, but more could have been done.
Yeah, more could have been done is the point, I suppose, over the lifetime of the government, whatever happens.
Of course.
Yeah.
But look, it is what it is, and we'll continue doing the work that we're doing with Michael, and we'll assist him. I'll assist him, and Speedy Nolan will assist him in making sure that we're doing our jobs here.
Okay. All right, Sam. Listen, thanks very much for giving us your view on that this morning.
That's about it. Good morning to you.
That's Sam Locke there, Councillor Sam Locke, giving his reaction as a councillor who works very closely with Michael Healy-Ray to the announcement and to the new, I guess, political reality. With me on the line to talk about this for the Irish Examiner is Mick Clifford, who was listening to the interview yesterday and writing about it in the Irish Examiner in terms of the fallout from it. And Mick, if I can start with you, what's your view on, I suppose, first of all, the decision that was made by Deputy Michael Healy-Ray to reveal all this, to talk about his disappointment and to say what he said about his brother costing Kerry a ministry, as he put it?
Well, I suppose, Jerry, very understandably, he was very sore about it, and it was something that kept at him. And, you know, in a scenario like that, it was understandable that he wanted to effectively bare his soul. And where better to do it than on the same forum that his brother brought all the problems back in April. But it would strike me about Michael Healy-Ray is that he is somebody who has evolved as a politician in a major way. I mean, you go back to Michael's early days, initially as a councillor and then as a TD. I think it would be fair to say he had no interest whatsoever in anything that happened outside of Kerry. But that changed as the years went on. I think as he saw how things operated in politics, the impact he could have, for instance, in committees, the fact that he has his business experience, and that combined with obviously very astute political antenna. And then he had 2016, when the possibility was floated that he could come on board, and he balked at the opportunity, it would appear. And then finally he gets into government. And I think it is also fair to say he was doing a good job in there. He was also somebody who the government were very quick to put out in the media because he's well able to take care of himself. And I would imagine he was very much enjoying it. In addition to that, it obviously brought an extra feather in his cap for the electorate in Kerry, because he was now a minister effectively bringing home the bacon. So all of that went out the window, as he saw it, following Danny's declarations about Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and who should lead them. Now, some people are suggesting that he wouldn't necessarily have had to resign, but I mean, to be fair to the man himself, he quoted his father in terms of it was the honourable thing to do, and he was probably correct in that.
And he made a point, and just on that point, Mick, I don't know if we'll ever know the truth of exactly what went on between perhaps maybe Deirdre Galan, Micheál Martin's right-hand woman, and the Healy-Rays, or Michael Healy-Ray, in those hours that Monday night into Tuesday, and what the communication was like. But he made the point, 2 points yesterday. Number one, he said this was a two-for-one deal, that was his view of it. So he, once Danny had done what he did, he felt he had to go. And he also made the observation, and is this correct, if people are suggesting he should have held on and maybe either, number one, forced Micheál Martin to sack him, or number two, held on and tried to stay in there. He made the observation that politically both Micheál Martin and the coalition would have looked incredibly weak if they allowed that sort of a situation to play out or to exist, one brother and not the other.
I'd say that's fairly accurate, Gerry. I mean, you know, it was obviously a two for one. You know, they were affected. They're not a political party, but they're a political entity. But and it was also the case that, you know, there was even some. It was obvious too that perhaps Danny wasn't as enamoured with the scenario as Michael, because what Michael going into government and Danny supporting the government robbed him of was what they have been very good at, and that is being in opposition and being as opposition people can, being all things to all people. And we saw this at the beginning of this government's term when Danny and a few others managed to snaffle the position whereby they could effectively be in the opposition during speaking rights time. So quite obviously, his approach to government differed somewhat from Michael's. And then in the scenario whereby, particularly in areas of rural Ireland, you had a lot of discontent over the fuel crisis and the protests and the government's, but how they'd handled the fuel crisis and their reaction to the protests. And it's nearly as if Danny could not let pass by the opportunity to be, as he saw it, on the right side of things, rather than, as many people who support the government have to do in scenarios like this, of biting his lip and just taking the heat on the basis that better days will come. And that seems to have been the difference between the two of them and their approach to the scenario that they were in.
Yeah, and there was a telling lack of communication there, Mick. Michael Hillary revealing he wasn't aware that Danny was coming on Kerry today that morning to say what he said, and Danny wasn't aware yesterday morning of vice versa.
Well, I would guess, Gerry, that in both instances you can imagine the conversation that would have ensued had one of them informed the other in either case as to what was about to unfold. And Kilgarvan's a small enough place, what have you, but a lack of communication, most definitely. And when you have a lack of communication like that, particularly in a family that have been so close-knit politically all the way back to their father, then that's a sign that things are going awry one way or the other.
Are we closer to the day now? And an election is far away, we think, or we assume a general election is far away, Mick. And maybe it is, or maybe it isn't. But either way, if it's next year or if it's 3 years' time, are we closer to the day now where perhaps maybe Healy Ways might be competing with each other on the ballot paper?
My instinct on that, Gerry, is we're not. I'd suggest that when push comes to shove, people, and quite obviously the emotions there are heartfelt, particularly on Michael's part, but when push comes to shove at the time of an election, they'll both know where their bread is buttered, and they will act accordingly, particularly considering they both have offsprings in politics. And
but does this not sunder all that? And this is the first time it has ever been this sort of a divide revealed from inside the camp. And depending what happens with constituencies, if it is split back into North Kerry and South Kerry, three seats each, would Michael Healy Ray run in South Kerry? Perhaps maybe Jack Healy Ray, if you're looking to that next generation, run in North Kerry? And could you have a scenario where either it's Michael Healy Ray and either Danny or Maura, if Danny decides not to run again, on the same ticket in South Kerry?
You could, very easy, and that would suit them down to the ground, because they wouldn't be effectively competing with each other if you're two separate...
But would there be enough votes for both of them to get elected, is my question. Given, you know, Fine Gael would be resurgent, Fianna Fáil would be strong, Sinn Féin, Independent Ireland perhaps might look to run someone in Kerry and capitalise on discontent. All of that could push a Healy Ray out, perhaps.
Absolutely, and the crucial thing about Irish elections, of course, the transfer. You can't transfer across constituencies.
No.
So that would be out the window as well. That could be an issue, but even in that situation, or if Kerry remains one constituency, I would suggest that when it comes to an election, they will know it's in their best interests not to be competing against each other. Now, a very different scenario post any future election will be, where you could see it changes, you won't again see a scenario whereby the two of them will act as one to be a leg in the government stool, so to speak, unless there's a very solid argument between them in place, which I'd say didn't have to be the case here. But yeah. I would think the come election, they'll manage to put their differences behind them for, as they would see it, the greater good of having as many Healy Rays elected as possible.
Yes, yeah. And look, that comes down to it then, to see where the ambitions are from here, because clearly there was suspicion at the time, and it played out, that Danny may not have been as 100% behind the coalition deal as Michael was. Michael was the one who was trying to be a junior minister and wanted to be. We go back to 2016 as well. But Michael's future ambitions, or perhaps maybe Jackie's as well, as evidenced by Jackie's comments in the immediate aftermath when he did an interview here, he said, "We will be back. We will be back governing again." That's what they want. Whereas Danny, perhaps maybe different in terms of ambition to be involved in government or even a junior minister.
Very much so, but the other fly in the ointment there is that it's all very well for an independent, particularly you're talking a single independent, to want to be in government. We're now in a scenario whereby we have ongoing coalitions, and the cards fell that way in this instance for Michael, and when he got together with other independents to form an entity. Whether that opportunity is always there is another thing. Remember, this dynasty got off to a flying start in 1997 when Jackie, after he wasn't selected by Fianna Fáil, decided to go it alone. And an awful lot of people at the time thought he was crazy, but he turned out he was absolutely on the button. But where he got very lucky was that following that election, the government was short. The two parties formed the government, Fianna Fáil and the PDs, were short four seats. And so they had individual deals with the four independents, one of whom, of course, was Jackie. And at that time as well, of course, you had John O'Donoghue, another minister in South Kerry. So you had the scenario whereby Jackie was able to create a foundation for what was to come after him, with being the person, as he saw it, who delivered for the constituency at the time. Now, that, I think, didn't arise again until after the 07 election. So it's not necessarily always there for independence in that situation. And having said all that, I doubt if there'd be any residual bitterness ranting from Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael should Michael turn up the next time as well. So that's one thing that would go in his favour. Whether the numbers would or not is another issue altogether.
Yeah, and going back to that time, Jackie came close to losing his seat in 2002, so it's not always been an overwhelming success. There's also the issue, wider sentiment, you talked about coalition there, Mick, that the next time out, Independent Ireland are going to be a force, perhaps, and they are a grouping really of independents who have coalesced together. They're an unusual political party from that point of view, but they have designs on power, and there may well be many more of them willing to sign up to future coalition partnerships, perhaps, maybe, which might exclude independents operating on their own.
Absolutely. And they are, I mean, if you talk about the energy in Irish politics at the moment, okay, we saw in the recent by-election the Sock Dems have something going, even though I would suggest that's probably more down to individual candidates who were very well-gotten constituencies. But that kind of Independent Ireland, you might say, to the right of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, there is a certain energy there. And as you say, they could have a lot more. And they definitely are a party that would have designs on power. And you can imagine a scenario, whether it's, you know, any two of the three medium-sized parties looking around for someone else to prop them up. Do you go to a bunch of individuals and get individual and leave open the kind of thing that's happened the Healy Rays here?
Yeah.
Or do you go to a single entity like Independent Ireland? Although Independent Ireland's politics are more defined, and that mightn't be to everyone's liking, in the likes of perhaps, if it was, for example, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin in particular. Notwithstanding that, though, they are a coming force, and that could squeeze out potential for the likes of the Healy Rays.
Yeah, and the final question on that, does this, let's say, conflict within the camp, we can call it that, in the Healy Rays, does it spell opportunity for the other parties in Kerry, whether it's Fianna Fáil, Sinn Féin or Fine Gael, to get back on the playing pitch?
Well, my suspicion, Gerry, on the basis of long observing the Healy Rays, is I think they'll be back. I think they will believe, and they will, one thing that defines them, to be fair, more than anything, is work. And that is the mind-numbing work of constituency and everything of that nature. They are renowned for that kind of work. And I would suspect they will double down on their capacity to do that over the coming 3 or 4 years to ensure that, if you could put it this way, there won't be nobody dancing on their political grave one way or the other.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Mick, brilliant stuff. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that in the programme this morning. That's Mick Clifford there of the Irish Examiner. If you've a view on what he had to say on the political landscape now, following yesterday's interview, we'd love to hear from you on the programme.